If anyone hasn't signed in, please come forward and sign in. We're one short for quorum.
You signed in.
This is a student. I don't know her, but I know Beth Lee. Okay, we have quorum. Everyone, please take your seats. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Second? Okay. All in favor? Opposed? None. Abstentions? None. Okay, that carries. Approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes from April 6th. Okay, second, yes, there we go. All in favor? Opposed? None. Abstentions? None. Very good. Announcements. If you have announcements, please come to the mic.
I want to announce an event in the library next week. We are bringing in a speaker to help with privacy. So we teach about password hygiene, we teach about using Wi-Fi safely, and some other privacy issues. So please come if you can. It's on Wednesday, May 10th, from 12:15 to 1:30 in the library, in room 300I.
Hi, I'm Edison Weeks with the Drama Theater and Dance Department, and the students in the Student Choreography Showcase have been working on new works this for the entire semester, and the performance is our next week on Wednesday through Sunday. Tickets are $7. It's an awesome show. It's also with student lighting designers and student costume designers, and it's a really wonderful way to celebrate dance and student work on creativity on campus, so I hope you can join us.
Okay, if there are no further announcements, item four, no special motions. Let's go to item five, committee reports. First one up is the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee.
On the minutes of the April 6th Undergraduate Curriculum Committee, there is one item that was omitted. And that is under A1, General Education. We did not put in Japanese 341, counting for the college option language requirement. Other than that, the minutes stand as they are. I move unanimous consent.
Okay, we'll consider that an editorial change.
I have a comment on the psychology curriculum change, page one, for the minutes of April 6th. There is stated in the splitting up of Psych 107, statistical methods, into two courses, a recitation course and a lab course. I have no objection to that, but what I have a question about deals with the prerequisite, the math prerequisite, which did exist already in the same form but I never know. I didn't notice it. It says the math prerequisite is math 110 or 122. Now, math one, this would suggest that the two courses are roughly equivalent. They are not. Math 122 is pre-calculus and is a fairly demanding course, and it teaches quite a lot of algebra. And that algebra, I believe, from my own experience with statistics, that algebra is necessary for the understanding of different statistical procedures. Whereas Math 110 has become a very low-level course, and it's taught at a very low level, and it certainly is not at all close to being the equivalent of Math 122. So, that's my comment on that.
Okay, we have someone from psychology coming.
Yeah, my name is Claudia Brumbaugh. I'm the alternate in the psychology department. I can talk to the academic planning and curriculum committee in psychology to communicate with the math department to see what our needs are for the prerequisites for 107. I'm not sure of the details of why. This is a historical thing. Those classes were chosen as prerequisites many years ago before I was hired, so I could communicate.
Well, it currently Math 110 is nowhere close to being at as higher level.
And,
so maybe we should consider omitting 110 and just having 122.
I would think so, that you would maybe consider it. I had a another, thank you to Blendi Karaveshi, my colleague, for reinforcing what I said. I had another comment about.
May I address this issue first? Sure, thank you. There's no reason to omit 110 now because we'll still be in the books, right? There's no point in stopping a proposal when, for the existing language, which is already there. The problem is there whether we act on it or not. And so we obviously shouldn't delay in any way or tinker with this, just let it go through. The problem is not a problem in the proposal here, but in the existing language in the rules.
However, that's not quite the case, because perhaps when this was approved many years ago, 110 was a higher level course, and I know it was, but as I said, it has more or less degenerated into a course which is at a much lower level, particularly with respect to training in algebra, a necessary subject for the doing of statistics in a proper way, in my view. So anyway, that's my comment about that.
Well, further discussion. What would happen is we could amend this, take out the Math 110. However, that could cause problems then as far as the people who can sign up for this course.
To make an amendment at this point, I definitely need to talk to the department before making this change. These have been the prerequisites for 107 for, like I say, for many years, and so we need to discuss it internally. I don't know if we should just what we should do with this particular proposal, whether we should scrap it for now, or I'm not sure. Okay, it seems like a separate issue. And I can promise to talk to my department about
okay.
it.
Okay. Blendi?
Blendi, from the math department. I've told 110 before, and it's not a class that you need to go to do what you need to do. I know what you do. I'm sorry. I apologize. So, okay, 110, Used to be 110 about 20 years ago, still 30 years ago. And calculus used to be 101, 102. Calculus today is 140, 142, 43, 150, 152. So the whole sequence has moved up except for 110 remained the same as a number, but not the same amount of stuff or material. Therefore, they might have sort of cross-checked it with something else, 110 from 20 years ago, but it was not the same as 110 today. That's my whole point, and that's why I'm kind of trying to explain here. It's not a matter of, it doesn't cover much math in terms of what they need for statistics and whatnot. That's my whole point here.
Okay. Alan Ludman, College at Large. I'd like to echo Steve Grover's comment. The problem is not with this proposal. The problem is with what Math 110 has become. And what I would suggest is that we pass this proposal. And now that the psych department is aware of the problem, the psych department can come back to us next year and say, we're striking 110. That would be right, that we vote for this as it is.
Okay, so that, Ron, is that all right then?
Yeah, okay, sure. I don't want to pursue that point anymore. But I did want to bring up another point about the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee minutes of April 6th. This has to do with policy changes as stated on page 14, which pertains to freshman grading. And it's stated in item, the to read item, Roman 2, first semester grading policy, effective for entering students fall 2017 and is not retroactive. It says all, in part A, all failing grades, F, W, F-I-N, W-F, for first semester students shall be converted by the registrar to N-C or R. So my question is, what does R mean? And why is it necessary? Why wouldn't N-C, which means no credit, why wouldn't that be sufficient? So that's my question about that.
Laura Silverman, Academic Advising. The R grade is assigned to students who take College English as a second language coursework.
So it's a very specific
It's
grade.
For a specific group, but we want it to be inclusive. It's like NC. Yes.
Okay, are there any objections then to unanimous consent? All right, seeing none then, the motion passes, unanimous consent.
I would like to inform the Senate that we now have two vacant seats for faculty on the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee, one in Arts and Humanities and one is an at-large seat, so anybody can run. So if you're interested or know somebody who might be interested, please see the Senate website for the nominating committee. We also only have one out of five students in the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee, so I encourage the students as well to consider serving. Thank you.
The Graduate Curriculum Committee.
I move the minutes of April 19th and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections to unanimous consent? All right, seeing none, then the motion passes. The last committee, nominations.
Cliff Yongchi Chen, I'm here to represent Dr. Marion Fish, who is the chair of the nominating committee. The nominating committee is asking for unanimous consent on the floor for the slate of nominee.
Any objections to unanimous consent with the nominating committee? All right, seeing none, motion passes. Before we adjourn, I want to thank all the senators. It's been a very good year, and I thank you all for showing up. Next year starts a week from today, the new Senate, and you're all invited, all current, past chairs, I'm sorry, senators, committee chairs, committee members, you're invited next week right here at 2:30. And the reason for that is we're having some festivities, so please do not look at this next week, and it'll be explained next week, okay? So 2:30 right here, you're all invited. And again, thank you very much for a good year.
Motion to adjourn, sin die.
Okay, meeting adjourned.